안녕하십니까? 2023학년도 9월 고1 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2023학년도 9월 고1 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Attention Fargo High School students. This is your music teacher, Mr. Nelson. Our school rock band was supposed to hold its concert in the auditorium today. I'm sure you've been looking forward to the concert. Unfortunately, the rain yesterday caused a leak in the ceiling of the auditorium. The ceiling needs to be fixed, so we decided to change the location of the concert. The rock band will now perform in the school theater. The time for the concert hasn't changed. I hope you'll enjoy the performance.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Simon, are you doing anything after school?
Nothing special. What about you?
I'm planning to go for a run in the park. It's a 5-kilometer route.
The weather is perfect for running. Can I go with you?
Why not? Wait, you're wearing slippers. Those aren't good for running.
It's okay. I can run in slippers.
No way. Slippers aren't designed for running. You can get hurt if you run in them.
You mean I need to put on running shoes?
You got it. You need to wear the right shoes for running.
All right. I'll go home and change.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Ms. Clapton. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm a fan of your articles.
You won many awards at the film festival this year. Congratulations!
Thank you. I was lucky to work with a great director and talented actors.
The clothes and accessories in the movie are impressive. How do you start your costume designs?
I read the script to fully understand the characters. Then I research the characters' backgrounds.
That sounds like a lot of work. Which of the costumes from this film is your favorite?
It's hard to pick just one because I love all of my designs.
I totally understand. Thank you for sharing your story with the readers of our magazine.
It was my pleasure.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Come look at the new reading room in the library.
Wow, it's much better than I thought.
Same here. I like the rug in the center of the room.
The striped pattern of the rug makes the room feel warm.
I agree. I think putting the sofa between two plants was a good idea.
Right. We can sit there and read for hours.
There's a round clock on the wall.
I have the same clock at home. Oh, the bookshelf under the clock is full of books.
We can read the books at the long table.
Yeah, it looks like a good place to read. The two lamps on the table will make it easy to focus.
Good lighting is important for reading.
I can't wait to start using the reading room.
5번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kelly, the school musical is tomorrow. Shall we go over the final checklist together?
Let's do it. What's first? Oh, the posters. We put them up around school last week.
Right. Do we have extra batteries for the wireless microphones?
Yeah, I bought them yesterday. We should check that the microphones work well with the sound system.
I did that this morning. They sound terrific.
How about the stage lights?
They work perfectly. I think everyone will love the lighting design you made.
Really? Thanks. It looks like we've finished everything.
No, wait. The chairs for the audience haven't been arranged yet.
You're right. I'll go take care of that now.
The musical is going to be fantastic.
6번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Libby's Flowers. How can I help you?
I'd like to order a rose basket for my parents' wedding anniversary.
All right. Our rose baskets come in two sizes.
What are the options?
The regular size is $30 and the large size is $50.
I think the bigger one is better.
Good choice. So you'll get one rose basket in the large size. By the way, we're giving a 10% discount on all purchases this week.
Excellent. When will my order be ready?
It'll be ready around 11 a.m. If you can't pick it up, we offer a delivery service. It's $10.
Oh, great. I'd like it to be delivered. Here's my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 스키 여행을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
You seem busy this morning, Olivia.
I am. I had to see Professor Martin about my history test.
Oh, I see. Do you remember that our club's ski trip is this weekend?
Yeah. I heard that a nice ski resort has been booked for the trip.
I didn't know that. I'm so excited to go skiing at a nice resort.
I bet it'll be great. But I don't think I can go this time.
Why? You don't work at the cafe on the weekends, do you?
No, I don't. But I need to take care of my cat. She's recovering from surgery.
Isn't there anyone else who can look after your cat?
No one but me. My parents are visiting relatives in Canada. They won't be back for 2 weeks.
I'm sorry that you can't join us.
Me too. Have fun this weekend.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 스트리트 포토그래피 콘테스트에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Tim?
I'm looking at the street photography contest website.
I've heard about that. It's a contest for college students, right?
Actually, it's open to high school students, too. Why don't you try it?
Really? Maybe I will. Does the contest have a theme?
Sure. This year's theme is daily life.
That sounds interesting. When is the deadline?
You have to submit your photographs by September 15th.
That's sooner than I expected.
You should hurry and choose your photos. The winner will receive a laptop as a prize.
Okay. Wish me luck.
9번 트윈 스타즈 초콜릿 데이에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Charlie Anderson from the Twin Stars Chocolate Museum. I'm happy to introduce the Twin Stars Chocolate Day, a special opportunity to create your own delicious chocolates. It'll be held on November 12th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. First, you'll listen to a lecture about the history of chocolate. Then you'll have a chance to taste our most popular flavors. At the end of the event, you'll make 5 chocolates yourself. If you want to take part in the event, you must register in advance. You can sign up on our website until November 1st. The registration fee is $20, which includes the cost of ingredients. Don't miss this sweet opportunity.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 실내 사이클링 자전거를 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at indoor cycling bikes. Would you like to choose one together?
Sure, let me see. The price differs by model.
I don't want to pay more than $300. That's too expensive.
I agree. Which color do you like?
I prefer a dark color because it goes well with our living room.
Okay, then we shouldn't get a white one. What do you think about the foldable one?
We definitely need that. It'll take up less storage space.
We have just 2 options left. Which one should we get?
I think we should go with the one with a higher customer rating. The reviews are based on actual customers' experiences.
Sounds good. Let's order this one.
11번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jason, is that a new sweater? It looks good on you.
Thanks. I bought it online. It was on sale.
I'd love to buy the same one for my brother. Can you tell me where you got it?
12번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Becky, did you order our food for dinner?
Yes, I ordered pizza about an hour ago.
An hour ago? Delivery usually takes less than 40 minutes.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I haven't seen you in the cafeteria this week. Where have you been?
I've been in the library working on my science project.
Does that mean you've been skipping lunch?
Yeah, this project is really important for my grade.
You shouldn't do that. It's not good for your health.
Don't worry. I always have a big dinner when I get home.
That's the problem. Skipping meals makes you overeat later.
I hadn't thought of that. Then what should I do?
It's simple. You should eat regularly to stay healthy.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, Ms. Lopez. Can I ask you something?
Sure, Tony. What can I do for you?
I want to do better in Spanish, but I don't know how to improve.
You seem to do well during class. Do you study when you're at home?
I do all my homework and try to learn 20 new words every day.
That's a good start. Do you also practice saying those words repeatedly?
Do I need to do that? That sounds like it'll take a lot of time.
It does. But since you're still a beginner, you have to put in more effort to get used to new words.
I see. So are you suggesting that I practice them over and over?
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 브라이언이 멜리사에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian is a class leader. He is passionate about environmental issues and saving energy. Recently, he's noticed that his classmates don't turn the lights off when they leave the classroom. Brian thinks this is very careless. He wants to make stickers that remind his classmates to save energy by turning off the lights. He tells this idea to his classmate Melissa, and she agrees it's a good idea. Brian knows Melissa is a great artist, so he wants to ask her to design stickers that encourage their classmates to save energy. In this situation, what would Brian most likely say to Melissa?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. Last time, we learned that over-tourism happens when there are too many visitors to a particular destination. Today, we'll learn how cities deal with the problems caused by over-tourism. First, some cities limit the number of hotels so there are fewer places for visitors to stay. In Barcelona, building new hotels is not allowed in the city center. Second, other cities promote areas away from popular sites. For instance, Amsterdam encourages tourists to visit less crowded areas. Third, many cities have tried to limit access. For example, Venice has tried to reduce tourism overall by stopping large cruise ships from docking on the island. Similarly, Paris has focused on reducing tourism to certain parts of the city by having car-restricted areas. Now, let's watch some video clips.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, everyone. Last time, we learned that over-tourism happens when there are too many visitors to a particular destination. Today, we'll learn how cities deal with the problems caused by over-tourism. First, some cities limit the number of hotels so there are fewer places for visitors to stay. In Barcelona, building new hotels is not allowed in the city center. Second, other cities promote areas away from popular sites. For instance, Amsterdam encourages tourists to visit less crowded areas. Third, many cities have tried to limit access. For example, Venice has tried to reduce tourism overall by stopping large cruise ships from docking on the island. Similarly, Paris has focused on reducing tourism to certain parts of the city by having car-restricted areas. Now, let's watch some video clips.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? Seventeen. 도시가 아닌 것은 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.